Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Liad and Ariel of Maccabi. Lizchus Erefuah Shleima for Ariel's father, Shlomo Mordechai ben Bracha Malka HaKohen, who is having an important procedure today. We wish him a Refuah Shleima, and we thank Liad and Ariel very much for the sponsorship. We're holding a few lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel and Beis at Mai Haviala, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page. We were in the middle of discussing the Mishnah that said that if a person writes all of his nechasim to other people and he leaves aside his children, he takes away the nachla, or he deprives his children of any nachla, that's not a nice thing. Ein ruacham nochem, and the chum are not pleased with him. But there was a second opinion, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said that if his children are no good, then it's okay, then he's allowed to do it. So we were discussing, do the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that when the kids are no good, he's allowed to do that? So we're going to finish up that discussion first today to figure out whether the Chachamim agree that when the children are undeserving, that he's allowed to be Mavir Nachla from the children. And then we're going to discuss the godless of, then we're going to tell the story of Yonasan ben Uziel and how someone wanted to be Mavir Nachla from his children, so he gave the entire estate to Yonasan ben Uziel, and what Yonasan ben Uziel did with it. Once we're talking about Yonasan ben Uziel, the Gemara is going to tell us about the 80 Talmidim of Hillel, what kind of madrega they were on, because Yonasan ben Uziel was the highest of the Talmidim, and the lowest one on the lowest level was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we're going to learn a little bit about what that means to be the lowest of the Talmidim of Hillel and to be the highest of the Talmidim of Hillel. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss a person's ne'amanus to say Zebini, to identify someone as his child, and they're going to be and also to say Ze'achi, to identify somebody as his brother, that one is believed to say Zebini, but not believed to say Ze'achi. So when it comes to Zebini, the nafkamina in saying that someone is a child is both in terms of giving the child Yerusha and pattering his wife from Yibum. The Gemara is going to wonder what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. We know both of those things from other places, that a person is believed to say Zebini to give him Yerusha and to pater his wife from Yibum v'chalitza. The Gemara is then going to discuss whether a husband is Ne'eman that he divorced his wife because, after all, biyado legarsha. He has a migo that if he wanted, he could just divorce her right now. So maybe that should give him Ne'emanus that he already has divorced his wife. And we're going to discuss at the end of the daf the notion of palginan dibura, of believing half of his edus or half of the ramifications of his edus, but not the other half. So let's begin. We are at Mai Haviala, about 8 lines before the end of the page on Kuf Lamed Gimel and Beis. So the Gemara says, okay, what do we paskin? What do we hold at the end of the day? Do the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that when the children are not deserving, that it's okay for one to deprive them of Yerusha? Tashma Gemara says we'll bring a raya. Darmele Shmuel the Rav Yehuda Shinna lo tahave be avurei achsanta vafil mi brabisha lebratava. You should not be like those people who are mavir nachlo, take away the Yerusha even from a bad son to a good son, v'kol shkei mi bralabarta, and certainly not from a son to a daughter. So you see that it's not something that's acceptable, even if the children are not deserving. He says you should not be mavir nachlo. That must be the shita of the Chachamim, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says beferush that you're allowed to do it in such a circumstance. The idea that ein ruach cham nochem, and if a person is mavir nachla, even mi brav bisha to a bratava, the Ramah paskins in Chosh Mishpat, simreishin beis sif beis, that if a person is mitzave that you should do with his nechasim the best possible thing to do with his nechasim. A guy has no idea what he should do with all of his wealth, so before he dies, he says, you know what, my tzava is that I want the best possible thing to happen with my money. Halacha is you give it to the Yorshim. That's the best possible thing that could happen to the money, because that's what's Ruach Cham Nochem Menu. That's what the Chachamim are interested in. That's what the Torah is interested in. So the Mefarshim wonder, how could it be that Avram Avinu was Mavir Nachla from Yishmael and from the Bnei Pilakshim, and he gives it all to Yitzchak? Isn't that a violation of the Ruach Cham Nochem Menu? So the Marsha in Chidush HaGadol in Sanhedrin Tav Tzadi Aleph writes that Yishmael was a ben Shivcha, and therefore he was not royal Yerusha. And the Bnei Pilakshim also, there's no Isra being Maver Nachla from Bnei Pilakshim. Even though Midin Torah, Bnei Pilakshim are Yoresh, but the minig was to be more, to not treat them as equals, like we find by Yiftach, that his brothers would say, Lo Simchel Bebeis Avinu. So that's what the Netziv explains, that apparently that was the practice, that Bnei Pilakshim would not be treated as equals. The Be'er Sheva says that the Isra of Havara Mi Ben Rasha is because maybe he's going to have a ben kasher. Meaning, why is it that the Chum disagrees with Rishon Liel? Seems like he has a very good point. If the child's not deserving, so be maver nachla from him. No, the whole thing is that, yes, he might be a brabisha, but his children might be wonderful, his grandchildren might be wonderful. When you take away Yerusha from him, you're taking away from that whole line of descent. Yet, that's true when there's a possibility that a ben kasher is going to come from it. But if you're Avram Avinu and you have Ruach HaKodesh and you know that Zera Kasher is not coming from Yishmael, so then you're allowed to be Maver Nachla because you know that you don't have that risk of Zera Kasher. Okay, says the Gemara further. Ten Rabbanan, Maisa Bad Mechat Shalo, Hayu Banav Noag in Keshura. There was a fellow whose children were not behaving properly. So Amad V'Kasav Nechasav L'Yonasan B'Nazil. So who could he trust? He decided he's going to give all of his Nechasim to Yonasan B'Nazil. Ma asa Yonasan ben Uzziel. So what did Yonasan ben Uzziel do with all the money? Machar shlish, he sold one third of it. Vehikdish shlish, he was makdish one third of the money. Vehichzir lebanav shlish, and one third of the money he gave back to the children. So the machar shlish, what did he do with what he sold? Where did the money go? So says Rashbam litzarcho. Yeah, that he kept for himself. That he did for his own needs. Vehikdish shlish. Now, if he was going to give some back to the children anyway, why didn't he give it all back to the children? So the Rashbam explains that he wanted to make it clear that he is doing as he pleases with this money, that it was a genuine matana. This was not just a way for Yonasan ben Uzziel to deny the person's ratzon and in being maver nachla from his children and just giving the Nachla anyway. No, it's Yonasan ben Uzziel's money. He's doing as he pleases with it, as evident from the fact that he is Machar Shlish and Hikdish Shlish, and then he gives a Shlish to the fellow's children. So Baal of Shammai ben Makalov Tarmilo, Shammai came to criticize Yonasan ben Uzziel. Amalei Shammai, im ati yoch lahotzi as masha mecharti, masha ikdashti, ati yoch lahotzi masha ikzarti. So Yonasan ben Uzziel said back to Shammai, you want to criticize me that I violated this fellow's ratzon by giving it to his children? If you have some mechanism by which you can undo the mechira that I did, or undo the hekdish that I did, and say that I was not authorized to do such a mechira or such a hekdish, good, then you could take away the matana that I gave to his children as well. Because it was all me, it was all whatever my ratzon was. If you have no mechanism by which you can somehow invalidate my mechira, or invalidate my hegdish, well then you cannot invalidate my matani either. Amar hitiachalai ben Uzziel, hitiachalai ben Uzziel. So Shammai says, ben Uzziel was matiachalai. What does that mean? Says Rashbam, kimo hitiach dvarim klape malak lomar, hishivani derech bizayon v'nitzchani, umulsa d'bidichusahu. Meaning he's outdone me, he's outwitted me, and he's done so in a way that's humiliating to me. That's the lashon of hitiachalai, but it was a milsa d'bidichusahu, it was an expression that he would use. He wasn't genuinely insulted, he was just that Yonasan ben Uzziel had a valid taina, and there was nothing that Shammai could respond back. So says the Gemara, that doesn't seem like the most sophisticated taina in the entire world. Why did Shammai not think of that taina? Meikara mai savar, what was Shammai thinking originally when he thought that it was not appropriate to give one third to this fellow's children? So Misha Maisa de Beis Charon, Shammai originally thought that this was similar to the Maisa de Beis Charon. What was the Maisa de Beis Charon? Titnan, Maisa Beis Charon, Be'echad Shaya Aviv Mudar Himenu Ana'a. There was a guy whose father, he had a neder Ana'a, that his father was not allowed to get any Ana'a from him. problem was Vayamesi Beno. He was marrying off his son, and he wanted that his father should be able to attend his own grandchild's wedding. So, but the problem was, he's making the wedding, and the father's not allowed to get any anah from anything that he has. Va'amr lechaveru. So he said to his friend, Hare chatzir su'ud nesunanach b'matana. I am giving you the wedding hall. I'm giving you the su'uda. Everything hereby belongs to you. Ve'enu lefenech lekedesh yavu abu v'yoch leman b'suda. But you should realize, I'm not just being extra generous in deciding to give you the entire wedding hall and the entire wedding feast. I am just trying to come up with a way that my father will be able to attend the wedding and be able to be nene from the su'uda. So this is the mechanism through which I'm doing it, by giving it all to you as a matana. Amar lo, so the friend said, listen, im shalihein harein muktashon l'shamayim. If they really belong to me, I'm making it all hegdish right now. No one's going to get any benefit from it. I'm going to be makdish all l'shamayim. Amar lo, lo nasati l'cha shalisha taktishem l'shamayim. Whoa, I wasn't giving it to you that you should have the right to be makdish l'shamayim. I was giving it to you that you should have the right to invite my father, but not that you should be makdish l'shamayim. Amar lo, lo nasati l'cha shalcha l'shteyatav avicha ochel m'shosun m'ratzin zelzeh v'yavon tali brosho. Oh, I get what you were trying to do. You wanted that your father should be able to be nana from the Suda. You and your father will get along, have a grand old time, and I'm going to be the one that's in violation of the of this neder. You're going to be in violation of the neder. It's going to be all my fault. No, thank you. Amru Chacham, the Chacham said, Kol matana she'ina she'mikdishu mekdeshes, eina matana. Any matana that the person is not given full authority to do as he pleases with is not considered a valid matana. And therefore, this harama does not work. The father is not able to come to the Suda because this person never had das to really give the matana. He did not allow the makabel to do as he pleases with it. That was Shammai's thinking originally over here as well. That if that a matana that has some strings attached to it is not a real matana, and this person gave a matana that you should not give it to his children, he did not want it to go to his children, and therefore this whole matana is an invalid matana. That was Shammai's original thinking. But then he realized that no, the guy could, the Yonasan ben Azil was allowed to do really whatever he pleased with it. The fellow may not have wanted to give it to his children, but he was leaving it completely in the hands of Yonasan ben Uzziel, and therefore it was a valid matana, and Yonasan ben Uzziel was allowed to be maktish, whatever he wanted to be maktish. He was allowed to be mocher, whatever he wanted to be mocher, and he was allowed to be no sane, whatever he wanted to be no sane. Now, if in the story of the Beis Choron, if the father would have come to the Suuda, so what does this fellow say? V'avon talui, that the avon is talui berosho. If you look at the first wide line of Rashbam, shal yedei shani mekabel matana shalcha, v'hi ena matana, by me accepting this matana, which is not really a valid matana, because you're not really giving it to me, nimtseisim chotin v'nena ze mishal ze v'kavrisu alo yachel. You will both be in violation of bal yachel. So in Rameir Arik, in Tal Torah, just points out that the Rashbam apparently assumes that both the father and the son will be in violation of the Isser Neder, that both the Madir and the Mudar are in violation, and l'chora, that is difficult to understand why they should both be in violation of Bal Yachal. The Ran quotes the Shittas HaRambam, the Shittas HaRambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perkir Halacha Beis, that someone who's Madir is Chavero, and then he's Mahano, the person who's Madir is over Bebal Yachal. The Ran himself holds that the Madir is not over Bal Yachal, since he's not the one that violated the Neder. The Mudar, who's actually doing the violation, is over Bal Yachal, but it turns out the Rashbam is like neither of them. There are three shitos. If I take a neder, you're not allowed to get hanah from me. And then you get hanah from me. Who's violated? The one who took the neder? The one who got the hanah? Or both? So you have the shitas HaRambam is that the madir, the one who took the neder, the ran is that the mudar, and the Rashbam, that both are in violation of Bal Yachal. So it comes out that there are three shitos over here. But we also see that you have that a nesina has to be legamri, it has to be complete. There's a comment that the Yireim has in some Kuf Yud Ches, where apparently it was common that if people wanted to be mavla beribis back in those days, what they would do is they would give their money bimatana to their eved or their shivcha, and then they would lend that money to another Jew beribis. And the Yireim says this is worse than Maisa Beis Choron. This is a worse kind of harama. It works even less than the Maisa Beis Charon we just read in this Gemara, because obviously you're not really letting the Evan and the Shufcha do anything with the money. The Evan and the Shufcha has no choice but to lend this money to someone else, Beribis, and then you're taking all the money back. So that is not a valid way. You have to, people should have to be careful about inventing new ways to get around, Yisurei Torah. Sometimes people say, if Heteriska works, so why doesn't this work as well? I'll come up with my... Heteriska was thought of by smarter people than us. So we can't come up with our own ways of getting around these problems. Sfasemis writes in Masecha Sukkah that a person, in order to be Yotze the mitzvah of matzah, the matzah has to belong to the person who's eating it. So the Sfasemis writes, it's an unbelievable chumrah. I don't think anyone else holds this way. I don't know of any other achron that's makbid about this, that it's not enough if you have guests at your Pesach Seder, it's not enough to allow everybody to eat from the matzah, because that's not a real matana that I'm just allowing you to eat. Meaning, if you're not allowed to give it to someone else, to go outside and find a poor man in the street and give him the matzah, then I haven't really given it to you as a matana. Shuv Nis Gemara, matana has to be that I'm giving it to you legamri. So Sasemis writes, you have to do that. You have to give the matzah as a matana legamri in order that it should be shalom, in order that you should be able to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. An unbelievable chumrah of the Sfasemis. Says Gemara further. Tan Rabban, once we're talking about Yonasan ben Aziel, so we'll say a little more about him. Shmonim Talmidim Hayu L'Zaken. Hillel Zaken had 80 Talmidim. Shloshim Mehen Ruyim Shetish Aleim Shechina K'mosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them deserve to have the Shechina Shora on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. So right away, that sounds a little bit like Apikorsis, because we have 13 Ikarei Amuna that the Rambam laid out for us, and one of them is what the Torah tells us, that Lo Kam Bi Yisrael K'mosh Ha'od, that there will never be another Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. And here we are saying that these 30 people are on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, not just on the level, the Roy that Tishra Shechina Kimosh Rabbeinu, to have a sense of Ashras Hashchina, which sounds an awful lot like Nevuah. In the Shemona Prakam, the Rambam, he says that Chazal tell us about certain people that deserve the Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says it doesn't mean that they're going to be equals to Moshe Rabbeinu, just that they could have Hashras Hashchina like Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning it's not the same as Nevuah. That's not the same, it's not saying the same thing. The Chassam Sofer quotes from other Achronim that it's only that another Navi will not have all the Milos of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Shloshim Talmidei Hillel together, in combination with all of them together, with such 30 Tzaddikim together, were ready to bring down a level of Ashras Hashchina that equaled the level of Ashras Hashchina in this world as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu. But you got to come up with some sort of chiluk, some way that this is not about Nevuah, or otherwise it would be a violation of that one of the Ikarei Emuna. So anyway, so 30 of them deserve a sense of Ashras Hashchina like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shloshmein Ru'im Shetam Len Chamo Ki Yoshua Bin Nun. 30 of them deserve that the sun should stand in place like for them like Yoshua Bin Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu also had the sun stand in place for him. So if you look at Rashbam, Shetamalem Chabak Yeshua, Ulumoshe Nami Am Dechama, Dinaflam Sechs of Odzara, Achal Achal El Mishum, Dein Choshun Kolkach Kamosha, Talon, Dein Chashuvin Kolkach Kamosha, Talon Bi Yeshua. No, but these 30 were not on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why we associate them with Yeshua, even though the event that we're associating with Yeshua happens to be an event that happened earlier in history already for Moshe Rabbeinu. Esrim Beinonim, and then there were 20 that were Beinonim by those standards. Beinonim meaning they were somewhere between deserving the Ashras Hashchina like Moshe and deserving the sun to stand in a place like Yoshua. Not what we would call exactly a Beinoni. Gadol Shebekulan, the greatest of all of the Talmidim of Hillel, Yonasan ben Uzziel. Katan Shebekulan, Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai. The smallest of them was Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai. So what did the smallest of them know? What kind of person was he? Amro Laval Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai Shalo Iniach, Mikra, Umishna, Gemara, Halachos, Va'agados, Diktuke Torah, Diktuke Sofrim. Kalan V'chamurin means every Kalvachomer that could be known to man. Gzeros Shavos, Utkufos, V'gematrios. He knows all about the stars and zmanim and things like that, and gematrios umeshalos kovsim umeshalos shualim, and any mashal that you can give about anything, sichas shadim, the conversations the shadim are having, v'sichas dekalim, and anything that people speak about in terms of dekalim, anything they might say about, as Rashbam says, shebnei adam regilim ledabra ledekalim, that people speak about dekalim as a way of allegory or whatever, v'sichas melachay hashareis, and the conversations of the melachay hashareis, v'davar gadol v'davar katan, and he knows everything about davar gadol and davar katan. What are those things? Davar gadol ma'isa merkava. Davar gadol is a reference to the ma'isa merkava. Davar katan havayus tabay v'rava. Davar katan are basic sugyas and shas. So that was the smallest of the talmidim. L'kayim mashneimar lahan chilava yeshot zasreim amalei, that I will fill up their storehouses with Torah. V'chmim me'achar the katan shabakulam kain gadol shabakulam alachas kama v'kama. If you could imagine, that's the katan shabakulam. What's the gadol shabakulam like? What was Yonasan ben Azil like? Amar lav Yonasan ben Azil b'shosh yoshev asuk b'Torah kalov shepareh chalav nisraf. When Yonasan ben Azil would sit and learn Torah, any bird that would fly overhead would be burnt by the fire of by something, because he was learning Torah. Rashi Masechta Sukkah, where the same exact 10 lines of Gemara appears, Rashi says that the malachim would come to hear the Torah of Yonasan ben Azil, and since they would gather around overhead to hear the Torah of Yonasan ben Azil, when the bird would fly through, he would fly into these malachim, and they'd get burnt up by the malachim. That's how it happened. I remember when we were learning Sukkah by Rav Shechter, he told us that you guys have no idea what that means, that malachim come to listen to the shir. He said, when we were learning by Rav Soloveitchik, we felt every single day that the malachim were coming to hear Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. He says, you have no idea what it means, but we knew exactly what that felt like. The Chavetz Chaim in Sheim Olam writes that just to try to appreciate the godless of previous generations of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know, these are all the Talmidim, meaning even Yonasan ben Azil was the Talmud. So try to imagine the godless of Hillel, what kind of Yediyas HaTorah he had, if his smallest Talmud knew everything. And don't think that the ultimate in Yediyas HaTorah was Hillel. Hillel had a Rebbe also who was greater than him, and he was Mekabel the Torah from Shmaya Naftalion, his Rebbeim. And his Rebbeim were much smaller compared to the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah and those that preceded them, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who are Nevi'im. And Malachi was Ezra, who was a Talmud of Baruch ben Neriah. So Baruch ben Neriah was Gadol from Malachi. And Baruch ben Neriah was a Katan compared to his Rebbe, Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And Yirmiyahu compared to the Nevi'im that preceded him. And you go back in the cheshbonos of all these generations till you get to Yonah ben Amittai. Yonah was a katan compared to Elisha, his Rebbe. Elisha was a katan connected to Eliyahu, his Rebbe. Eliyahu connected Achia Shiloni, his Rebbe. Achia connected David HaMelech, his Rebbe. So you go back all these generations, the Maila the Maila, till you get to Rabbo the Rabbo Shel Eliyahu Anavi, which is David HaMelech. So he was Masig Torah on a level we can't even fathom. And still, David says about himself, Gal Einei V'Abita Neflaus Mitorasecha, meaning that my eyes are like closed to properly understand the Torah. So a person's job is never done in understanding Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim. If a person thinks he's reached a high madrega, there's no such thing. We can't even fathom the level, the madregos of Torah that a person is supposed to reach. But it's interesting that we point out over here, one of the things that he knew was gematrios. What's the big deal about knowing gematrios? I mean, gematrios is not even a real thing, is it? Right? It doesn't seem like it's paparos the chachma, you know, a good way to sharpen your mind when you have, you come up with a quick gematria. So there is a place in Shas where we have a gematria that seems to be teaching us a din d'oraisa. By Nazir, Stamne, we just had this past week's parsha, that the din of Nazir, the lashon is yihiyeh. So the Gemara Darshins, Stamne Zirus is Lamed Yom, because the gematria of the word Yiyah is 30. So that's how we learn the halacha, that a Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. That's Gemara Nazir and Daf Hei. So if that's so that sounds like it's one of the Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben to derive from gematrias. Now it doesn't make it to the list of Rabbi Shmuel Omer Veshoshim Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben. So some of the Achronim point out that that list is not an exhaustive list. There are other Midos Shatar and Drashas Ben that are not on the list. There are many others that maybe are not on on that list. Those are the 13 popular ones. Not all those 13 are so popular either in terms of Midah, Shah, Tarim, Joshua. Svara, for example, isn't on the list, unless you argue that Kal V'chomer represents all Svara, since Kal V'chomer is the strongest type of Svara. But otherwise, Svara doesn't seem on the list. And Lomeli Kras, Svara, who tells us that there is such a notion that Svara is one of the Midos, Shatar and Dreshven. So Gematria might be one of the Midos, Shatar and Dreshven. Nevertheless, not all the Rishonim are convinced that Gematria is one of the Midos, Shatar and Dreshven. Many of the Rishonim suggest that Gematria over there is only an Asmachta, that when you say Yiyah by Nazir, the Rambam in the Perashah Mishnayos to Nazir says the Din of Nazir Islam Yom is Mukubal B'yad Chachamim, the Drush is only in Asmachta. That's what the Rush writes in Maseches Nazir as well. And that's why Chazal say, the Tashbis writes in Magnavos, that's why Chazal say that Gematrias are only Paparaos L'Chachma, because they're not really the Iker. They're not really part of the Midos, Shatar and Drush Ben. One more point over here. There's a Chuvas HaRashba, a fascinating Chuvas HaRashba, where apparently in the times of the Rashba, this Rashba is in Chelek Aleph Sim Tavkuf Mem Ches, that in times of the Rashba there was a guy who claimed that he was getting nevuah every single day for four straight years, b'hakitzu b'chalom, he was receiving nevuah, and he wrote a large sefer of all of the with a perush and everything of all of the nevuos that he got, and he was really convincing people. He was a bor v'amaretz, he didn't know anything, but he was really convincing people that he was a navi. He didn't know any Torah, but he was convincing people that he was a navi. So they asked the Rashba, "What do you think? Is it possible that this guy's a navi?" So the Rashba predictably said, probably not. I don't think he's a Navi. He says there are many rayas that he's not a Navi. He says, first of all, Eina Nevoa Shara El Al Chacham Ashir V'Gibur. And it can't be that a person who doesn't have Chachma is going to wake up one morning and he's going to discover that he's a Navi. And then he says, well, it can't be that we have a Navi Bizmanenu at all, based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Shloshim of the Talmidim of Hillel, Roroi Shetish Shechina Kemosh Rabbeinu. So what happened? Why didn't they have Hashras Shechina Kemosh Rabbeinu? Ela Ein Dorim Roy Lekach. Their door didn't deserve it. Their generation wasn't Roy to have someone to have Hashras Hashchina. If their door wasn't Roy, the door of Hillel wasn't Roy Lenevuah, our door, says the Rashba, is going to be Roy Lenevuah. That's ridiculous. It's not even close that our door should be able to have Nevuah. And the Rashba says, since it's not Nevuah, he says, what this is what we call an active imagination. That this person has a wild imagination. He has a Koach HaDimyon, and it's wonderful that he has such an imagination, but I'm confident, he says, the koach of Am Yisrael is that we're not taken in by such charlatans, that we're not we don't believe everything, we're not so gullible to everything that that comes along. I think it's more of a tefillah of the Rashba than an actual belief, you know, that that we shouldn't be taken by such people. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer Zebni, if a person says this is my son, Neman, he's believed to say that it's his son. Ze'achi eino neman, but to say this is my brother, he's not believed. Meaning, let's say the father dies and leaves Yerusha. So this guy says, you know, I know that everyone in the world knows I have, let's say, three other brothers. There's a fourth. There's another brother, and he should split the Yerusha with the rest of us. So no, at the expense of the three brothers that we know about, the three brothers are saying there is no fourth. There is no other brother that we know about. So at their expense, they're going to have to split the Yerusha. No, he's not going to be believed. But you who say that you have this other brother, you'll have to give up part of your portion for that other brother, because you're the one that claims that he's actually one of the brothers. The other guys, the other brothers who do not agree that this fellow is a brother, do not have to give up a portion. If that questionable brother dies, so then whatever he got from the one brother who acknowledges him will go back to that one brother who acknowledges him. Naflo nechasim makom acher. Let's say that questionable brother all of a sudden has a windfall. He yarshins money. He gets money from somewhere else. So then yirshu achiv imo. All of the brothers are going to yarshin together with him, because the one brother who claimed to be the brother can't say, "Oh, I get all the money," because lishitaso it should be split amongst all of them. So now he has to split it amongst all of them. So we're not going to focus so much on the brother part. We're going to focus on the first part where we said zebini ne'eman. So says Gemara, zebini ne'eman l'may hilchsa. What do you mean? You're believed to say this is your son? L'may nafkamina, that he's your son. What kind of ne'emanus is there that he's your son? What, you want to feed him and clothe him and raise him and pay his tuition, gesundheit. You could do that with a yasam also. You don't need to, doesn't need to be your son in order to do that. So Rabbi Yom Shmuel, li yarsho. Number one is that he's now going to yarshin you because you said that he is your son. And number two, v'liftar ishto mina yibum. Now your wife will not require yibum. If the man dies, his wife does not require yibum because he's believed that this is in fact his child. Says more, liyarsho pshita. Of course you're believed to say that he can yarshin you, because if you wanted, you could just give him all of your possessions as a matana. So of course you can be believed to say that this is your son, that he's going to be able to yarshin you. Now, liftar es ishto minayibu mitzrichle. The real chiddush is that you can get your wife out of having to do yibum by claiming that this kid is your son, therefore you left a child, and it's unnecessary for her to do yibum. Says the Gemara, that too is obvious. Hanami Tanina, we know this as well, because it's Beferish and Maseches Kiddushin. Misha Amar B'Shas Misaso. If a person says at his time of death, Yesh Li Banim, he says, I have children. Neman, he's believed to say that he has children at the time of death. Yesh Li Achim Eino Neman, he's not believed to say that he has brothers, and therefore that his wife is going to require Yibum. Meaning, if a guy, as far as we knew, this guy has no brothers and he has no children, and then he says, oh, I have brothers, right before he dies, so now his wife is going to be in Aguna until we can find those brothers to do Yibum v'chalitza. No, he's not going to be believed to say something like that. But to say Yesh Li Banim to get his wife out of doing Yibum, that he is believed. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? We already learned that a man is believed to say Yesh Li Banim to get his wife out of doing Yibum. Says Mar Hasum Tlo Muchzak Lan Ba'ach. No, in the case of Yesh Li Banim in Kiddushin, we don't know of any brothers that he has. So he's not really getting his wife out of Yibum by claiming that he has brothers, but that he has a son. His wife didn't need Yibum anyway, because we don't know of any brothers that he has. So there's not going to be a requirement for Yibum. Hacha afelgav de muchzak leba'ach. Over here, he's muchzak that he has a brother. We know that he has a brother, and therefore she's muchzak to require Yibum. Still, he's believed to say that she does not require Yibum because I have a son. So we believe him that he has a son to get his wife out of having to do Yibum. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mine ma amru ze b'ni Neman. Okay, now that we know l'may nafkamina that he's believed to say that he has a son, nafkamina being that his wife will not require Yibum, why is he believed? Why do we believe him to say that he has a child? We never met the child. We never knew anything about him having a child. Now all of a sudden he takes a kid and he points to him and he says, Zebani, and we're going to believe him? Where does that Nemanus come from? So Gemara explains, Hol Baal Shama Grashias Ishti Neman, because he could have just as easily said, I divorced my wife and therefore she won't require Yibum, because we know that a man who says, I divorced my wife, even though there's no proof, there are no Edom, there's no Get, there's nothing we know of, but he's believed to say, I divorced my wife, so mainly he's going to be believed to say that I have a son, and therefore my wife does not require Yibum. Amar of Yosef, Mari Davram, Tali Tana B'Delo Tanya. Wait, we have a Mishnah that says that you're believed to say Zebani. We have no Mishnah and no Brisa that says you're believed to say Girashi Asishti. So how can you say, oh, you know why he's believed to say Zebani? Because he's believed to say Girashi Asishti. Where? How? Who said that? Who says that he's believed to say Girashi Asishti? So Ella Ian Marachi, here's the way that we really have to say it as follows. Amar of Dimur Shmuel, Mipnei Ma Amru Zebani Ne'aman. Why is a guy believed to say Zebani? Not because he could have said, I divorced my wife, but because he can actually divorce his wife. Since he can accomplish the same thing and get his wife out of Yibum by writing her a get, so he can get his wife out of Yibum by saying Zebani. He has the ne'amanus to say Zebani. They accomplish the same exact thing. Same exact, for real? If you were to say Zebani, so and we believe him that he has a child, now he dies, so his wife is mutter to marry whoever. His wife can marry anybody except for the Kohen Gadol, because she's an almana, but she can marry a Kohen. But if he were to be Megarish's wife, his whole Ne'amanus comes because he could have, if he wanted to, been Megarish's wife. Yeah, if he would have been Megarish's wife, then his wife would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. So Tosus already points this out. Tosus hold b'yodol garsha. afal gav da hay migo lo chashiva shem hay magar shoy posel min akuna va hash shomer zebni lo pasla mikol makom chash migo le patr miyavim. It's still a good enough migo to patr from yibum, even though the migo is not exact. It's not exactly equal. If he were to do what he could have done, which is to be megarish, she would not be allowed to marry a kohen. There's a shaila that came up in Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, where he was the case was a man was married to a woman, and the woman had a daughter from a different marriage, and the woman claimed that she was a giores, and that her daughter was a giores as well, that they were both megayer together, so they're not really related to each other anymore. The woman died, the man wanted to marry the daughter. So they wanted to know, is this man allowed to marry the daughter? Do we believe the woman that they're both... Normally, you're not allowed to marry the daughter of your wife even after the wife dies. You're not allowed to marry her daughter. But this isn't a daughter. They were both gioros, if we believe the woman. So someone wanted to be told of this in the Machlokas Rishonim in our sugya. This is the Shailin Rabbi Kivega, that the Gemara says, Homer, if you say that someone is your son, your neman, even to pater from Yibum because of the Migo, that you could have just divorced her. So the Ramban writes that since he's neman, we believe him even to be matir, the wife, to marry a Kohen. She's even allowed to marry a Kohen. The Migo, if he would have divorced her, she would not have been able to marry a Kohen. Yeah, but once we believe him, we believe him. So she's allowed to marry a Kohen. The Riaz quotes from Maza, Mori Zekeni Arav, who's the Rid, that he's not Neman to be Matir Lekohen. The Migo only goes as far as the Migo goes, but it's, you know, you can't, even though he's saying Zebani, he's saying Zebani, she can't marry a Kohen, because the whole Nemanus of Zebani is that he could have decided to divorce her instead. So according to the Ramban, L'chor we could be Matir, this guy, to marry the Bas Ishto, because the woman is believed that she was Nisgaira, Mishum Amigo, that she could have said that I was a Jew the entire time. Now, if she would have said I was a Jew the entire time, he would not be allowed to marry the daughter. But she didn't say I was a... Her nemanus to say that I'm a gioras and that my daughter's a gioras is because she could have just claimed I was a Jew. We didn't know that she was a guy. She could have just claimed that she was a Jew. But if she would have claimed that she was a Jew, then he would not be allowed to marry the daughter, because then it's actually her daughter. So it's all tali in this machlokas. When the migo, the taina that he could have said, would have assered a certain category of person, does that isser stay in place when he didn't say that taina? He said a different taina. So that's the machlokas from Ban and Riaz over here. That's what they wanted. A taina is going to be that child is going to be talayon. Rabbi Kivager thinks that it's not a valid comparison. He says when you say that you believe that this is your son, it's migo that you could have divorced her, and once you're believed, so we assume that this is actually your son. So we believe that this is your son, the gabe all dinim. So that's not similar to the case of the mother and the daughter. Over there, she was becheskas that she was a Jew, but she said Goya Hayisi Viniskayarti. So she has Neamanus of a Pesha Asar Ruah Pesha Shehitir. The gedder of the Neamanus is that we don't believe her Lemechtsa, so that she's a Goya, but she was not Megayer. We believe her entirely that she was a Goya and she was Megayer. But a Pesha Asar doesn't give her Neamanus more than what she would have had beforehand. So to be Matira Bekal, she's Muteres based on. Because that's what she would have been mutter to do anyway when she first came, and we would have thought she was a Jew. But it's not going to give her extra ne'emanus now. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger rejects the comparison. Further in the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Hashadamar told Baal Shomer Garashi Sishi Ne'eman, Hol Biyadal Garsha. Since we're saying that a man is believed to say, I divorced my wife, because after all, he could just divorce her, Kiyas Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar of Yochanan, Baal Shomer Garashi Sishi Eino Ne'eman. But Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in him, Rabbi Yochanan, that if a husband says, I divorced my wife, we do not believe him. Minafeach Rav Sheshes Biyadei, Azalei Hol Rav Yosef. So Rav Sheshes blew on his hands and he says, you see, just like that, it blows away the whole hoil of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, oh, he could always divorce her, so he's believed to say that he has divorced her. Nah, we reject that, because Rabbi Yochanan says not that way. Frekling Mara Eini, Vam Rav Chia Barav, Nam Rav Yochanan, Baal Shomer Garashi Yashishi Neman, are you sure Rabbi Yochanan says not that way? We have on good authority that Rav Nachman holds, that Rabbi Yochanan holds rather, that a person is Neman to say Garashi Yashishi, so which is it? Is a person Neman or not Neman to say Garashi Yashishi? Lo Kasha. Kan Mafreya, Kan Mahaba. He's not believed to say that Girashi Asishti for past tense, for that which happened in the past, because he can't divorce her retroactively right now. But since he could divorce her today, he's nema to say that she is divorced going forward. So let's say we have Edom that she slept with another man 2 weeks ago. So now he's not going to be believed to say, oh, I divorced her a month ago. No, because it's not biyado legarsha a month ago. It's biyado legarsha mikan lahaba. Ibailu. Amr lemafreya ma'u lemune laba. Okay, let's say he says he divorced her a month ago. Do we at least believe him going forward now that they're divorced? Or do we say, no, he has no nemanus to say that anything happened a month ago? Mi palgina dibura lo palgina dibura. Do we do palgina dibura and say that we believe that they're divorced, we just don't believe it happened a month ago? Or do we say, no, we don't believe anything? Rav Mari, Rav Zid, Chamar, palgina, v'charam, lo palgina. It's machlokas, amurayim. Maishna midarava, dam rava ish ploni baal ishti, huva achar mitstarfen lahargo, if a man and someone else come and say that this man slept with my wife, so we believe him that this man slept with an Eishes Ish. We don't believe him that it was his wife. So you see that we do a Palginan Dibura because he's not believed about his own wife, but he's believed about this man. Betray Gufi Palginan, Bechad Gufa Lo Palginan. When it's two separate people, we'll do a Palginan Dibura that he's naming about this person and not that person. But when it's one Guf and it's just about how much of what he's saying we're going to believe, that we don't. Don't say Palgin and Tibura. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Kuflam and Hamalaluf at the word Hahu.